Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the meeting. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and see. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your baby, keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, are coming, tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's serious for life, dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chopper.
Yeah, that's what's up. This is 481 Murder Master Music Show. Let me bring on co-host Pittsburgh Pat. You know what I'm saying? And Pittsburgh, I'll tell you what, man, we got returning guests to the show. Always entertaining, always a good guy to have on the show. The one and only Gonzo. Let's bring him on. Gonzo in the place, man. How you doing, bro?
What up? Talk to me.
What up, Gonzo?
What up, Pat?
Man, back just chilling, bro. I've been filming them live videos you've been doing, man. I saw you on YouTube, everything, man.
You're killing the social media game, Gonzo. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, you're really utilizing that. When did you realize, I mean, that this shit was going to be like it is? Because, you know, when you came out back in the day, it was all about slanging CDs out the trunk and shit like that. And look how it is now, man. It's crazy. What do you think of technology in 2017?
I realized that social media was going to be big when, believe it or not, it's like when it was, I can't remember, I'm trying to think, it was some it was a natural disaster that happened. I think it may have been Katrina or something around the cusp of that, but it was something to where the news was getting around faster than and more accurate than CNN. You know what I mean? And most of the time, it was, I think it was Katrina, like an urban situation to where, you know, they wasn't really concerned about the root of it in terms of, you know, things that was going on, the undercurrent of shit that was going on that they felt that wasn't newsworthy, you know what I mean? So I think it was around the time of something really fucked up happening for me to realize that, this is people are, and I ain't trying to give up too much game right now, but we all are the new journalists, you know what I mean? We all are the new Walter Cronkite. We all got a cell phone. We all got a camera. We all like one news station. You know what I mean? And everybody's broadcasting different content. You know what I mean? It depends on. It's interesting to see what people tap into and what content drives their life. You know what I mean? Because that's what age we're living in, in like a social media type reality based age to where people will just all day watch people on live. Like, I got people that just watch me all day on live, like, you know, just that's what they like. You know what I mean? Like, got some people that watch the Kardashians or cooking shows all day. But it's a trip to see, you know, social media pushing the envelope to see how, you know, humans are adapting to it, because everybody, it's not just pigeonholed anymore. Everybody got something for their own liking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And, you know, we were going to have you on last week, but we changed the plans. We had you on this week instead. Within that amount of time, you know what I'm saying, man, I've seen you and Yuck going at each other. I was like, holy shit. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Because I got much respect for Yuck. I got much respect for yourself. You know what I'm saying? What the hell happened to him? What went down, Gonzo?
Well, basically, you know what was going down between the Outlaws and myself. You know what I mean? Well, I don't want to say the Outlaws. Noble and Edie, you know what I mean, about me speaking my opinion, about them not speaking up for Pac around the WAC 100 shit, me, you know, speaking my opinion about their involvement in the movie, and just selling Thug Life t-shirts and Fatal t-shirts and just basically profiting off of things that they shouldn't be profiting off of and living off of Pac the way they shouldn't be living off of him, and whatever else that I had to say, mostly because they didn't speak up for to WAC 100 when he was just disrespecting the Feeny like that. You know what I mean? It's like some shit you got to put a stop to. You can't take the high road. So I got Nate, and they asked for that or spoke my opinion about that. And, you know, we all friends. I understand if people don't want to take sides, and we got people in the Outlaws who are not taking sides, but Yuck just took a stance, a real, you know, as he always does, you know what I mean, it's just always some weird shit going on with him, to where he started throwing me under the bus, you know what I mean, and just trying to go against the grain constantly, to where everybody's seeing it, to where basically, you know, the social media shit, since I have got a wave, you know what I mean, right now, instead of my man congratulating me, is just eating him up so bad he had to, like, you know, bait me into some shit, and I bit, you know what I mean? But it wasn't even so much of me biting it into his bullshit. It was so much of me just, like, calling him out on the shit, man, to where over the years he's been getting a lot of passes because basically, you know, he made it, I got five on it. And he's always fucking with niggas who are on the independent level and really don't know him and feel like, you know, with the shit that he's telling them to better their career. So they looking to rap, and in most instances, since we formed the fucking regime, everybody that was brought into the regime besides, I mean, it's like, and Pacino, and I mean, I think Monster Ganja and all the homies, man, we come together, we form like Voltron, you know what I mean? But then it's other guys that's been brought in that ain't around no more, you know what I mean? That come and go, 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 and it's basically a good weekend. Like, he'll meet some niggas in you know, on an island somewhere, in Tahiti somewhere, feel me, get drunk with them, or pop some pills with him or whatever. Yeah, y'all from the regime. Y'all regime now. Just some old weird shit to where that's cool, but I'm not with all that weird shit, bro. Like, I'm solid. So I feel like when he's throwing me under the bus, I'll give you a better example. If you live on the block and some niggas around the corner, you feel me, want to fight one of the niggas on your block, you go around there with your nigga just to make sure nobody jump in. But y'all all friends, you feel me? But no, you ain't finna root for the nigga on the other block over your nigga, you feel me? So it just came to that, man, to where I felt like this nigga was playing both sides of the fence, and it was time for me to call him out on his bullshit because, you know, he posted some shit on his page, you know what I mean, of him and Noble. And I'm like, why would he post a picture of him and Noble? Everybody's like hitting me like, you see this weird shit? This nigga's weird. I mean, and we all friends. So everybody's like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, is he high or something? But it was just, yep, trying to fuck with me. Because I've done some interview with my nigga Doc Hitch. And they asked me about the realest shit when this nigga went in the police station and gave a statement on Suge and gave the police the realest phone number. Feel me? I commented on that, and that nigga felt some type of way. He had texted me the other day and was like, go on live with me. But I was asleep. He wanted to go split screen on live, and I know he was trying to, you know, ask me something in front of everybody. You feel me? Before he had a chance to say anything to me on the regular chip, just to get his ass up out the fact that he went in the police station and told on them people, man. You know what I mean? But it's just like underlying shit like that that the people don't know. So once I seen that shit, I went off on the nigga. Like, man, I ain't go off on him. I just text him. And the same shit I text him, I put on Instagram. Like, nigga, you going against the grain. It's clear. So, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? And he went on online and started talking about some shit 23 years ago, him and my baby mama, when we was all kids. And I hadn't been with the bitch for 5 years previous to that. Like, I wasn't in contact with the bitch or nothing. But I'm saying, we on 20 albums together. You wait. I mean, and this is shit that he apologized for a million times in the past. But now, since it's some police shit involved, there's no smut on the street with me. You know what I mean? He tried to say, I can't go to my neighborhood and I'm not good in the 60s. Well, that ain't true. You seen today, I went on split screen with one of my niggas from the hood, notorious niggas from the hood. Like, you feel me? That if I wasn't good in the hood, he wouldn't ask me, hood, you tell me. I mean, it's he know what it is, bro. Like, these are my family members, bro. Like, but this is, it's like, he live in L.A., you know what I mean? But he a Oakland nigga. Now, you know, and we fuck with the Bay niggas. We never fuck with them niggas on some you in L.A. shit. They welcome to come down there. But when niggas start speaking on L.A. niggas for their benefit and speaking on the Crenshaw district, other niggas is listening. Like, niggas, hold on. You down here on the buddy pass anyway. So now niggas is hitting me on this nigga head, and now I'm just laughing because if you know, yep, you said you're cool with him, you know this nigga got a big-ass mouth, and if you let him talk, he going to say something that offends somebody. And that's what's happened now. So, you know what I mean? It's like, this nigga had the nerve to say, I'm not good in the 60s. Meet him at the Fox Hills Mall. Oh, my God, my nigga. This nigga's a clown, bro. So
he's wanting to square off against you then. Is that what you
Man,
saying?
This nigga don't want it, man. Scott, man, if you believe this shit, bro.
No,
he don't
want to
square off.
That's what he's saying.
Man, this nigga was on Instagram saying that to y'all. I ain't seen this nigga in 2 years, 3 years. This nigga don't, man, and we in L.A. all the time. I'm in the studio with Kenny Kingpin all the time. Me and him both. This nigga don't want to see none of us. He's not pulling up to the studio. I'm talking about, nigga, we at the studio, nigga. That motherfucking, what's the name on? What's the nigga Jay-Z on? You feel me? Like, big shit, you feel me? This nigga not trying to pull up. He ain't trying to do nothing. You feel me? This nigga want to hang around niggas that don't really know what's real. You know what I mean? Like, this sort of shit, he dreaded that this shit came out. That's why he didn't want the realest around no more and tried to just tarnish this nigga name. You feel me?
Oh.
And, you know, but it's all good, man. It's whatever's about to happen in 2018 is about to happen, my nigga. You feel me? And I bet you I'll stay handsome, nigga, and you know, with some money in my pocket. I bet you niggas never, you know, to think a nigga who's been robbed over 10 times that I could think about, you feel me? 10 times that I could just think about in my head. You feel me? And I'm pretty sure, damn, bitch, I'm pretty sure it's more times than that. But to a nigga that's solid, that don't got no smut on him, no snitch jacket, born and raised in South Central L.A., not the Valley, nigga, not motherfucking Santa Monica, nigga, not motherfucking nigga in the smack of the shit, and ain't got no smut jacket, a nigga from out of town try to smut me and use my hood. You know how many thirsty niggas it is in my hood? Not even in my hood, just in L.A. period. It's just looking for a way in. Like, how retarded can you be? Like, that was the wrong card to play. You feel me? So, I'm just happy about that.
I saw the part of his video where he was saying something about you didn't know Pac or something like that. What? I mean, clearly you knew Pac.
Come on. This is what I'm saying, bro. Like, yeah. How can you believe a nigga that's telling you that Elmo is a species? Like, everybody knows that I knew Pac. How could I not know Pac? Like, and now...
Yeah, I would assume both you guys knew Pac. I mean, because he fucked with so many people in the Bay and L.A. I mean,
you know what's crazy? I've never seen Yuck Mouth around Pac, bro. Like, Pac said the Loonies being diplomatic in an interview, but that nigga ain't never been around Pac, bro. Like, I'm telling you, that's the problem. He's, like, jealous of me of that. You know what I mean? For real, for real. Like, you could ask my cousin that was signed to him, Fat Bossy. You know, Killers on the Payroll. You know Fat Bossy. This nigga, I brought him around Pac one time. That was the closest them niggas ever got around Pac. They met the Outlaws. I brought them niggas around them niggas. Like, they didn't know them niggas. I brought them niggas. I was the connection to all that. But abolishing the fact that I was in the car with Tupac Shakur, Edie was driving when we picked up Noble, you know what I mean? And the fact that Yuck Mouth, I've never seen him around Pac. I've never seen him at Can-Am. I was at Can-Am every day. Feel me? And around Yuck Mouth and Tech N9ne. The niggas will tell you. And, you know, everybody wasn't just allowed to go up there. You feel me? Like, niggas wasn't just like, yo, I'm about to go hang out with Tupac. Like, nah, nigga, like, that was a special thing. So it caused a lot of envy to the point where when Edie lived with me and his son and his girl rent-free, yep. Called the house one day, him and my cousin Fats on the three-way. This one Fats was signed for. And niggas asked me if Pac and Suge, they was laughing. Like, you know, on some jealous shit. Like, laughing on some, nigga, we heard, nigga, not on no gay shit, but we heard Pac and Suge be fucking niggas on some power shit. I'm like, nigga, get off my phone. Click, hung up. Me and Yuck fell out. And I ain't talked to my cousin for like a year and a half because of that. You know what I mean? Until Yuck fucked him over out like 45 bands or 150 bands, something. My cousin signed to Geffen, and, you know, Yuck fucked him out some money. But the point is, man, all these niggas, they not solid. You know what I mean? I don't want them to be solid. I just want niggas to be who they are. And don't use me for their illusions. You know what I mean? We all know, nigga. Niggas, it's fake as shit. We all know that Spider Loke robbed this nigga. Well, and I don't know if Spider Loke robbed him. I don't know what happened. You know what I mean? Because that's a crime. And I ain't dry snitching on no niggas. So let me take that back. I don't know what happened. All I know is niggas who robbed him was on the internet saying whatever they did to him. You feel me? And them niggas are still walking around to this day. Ain't nothing ever happened to them. No nigga that robbed him out of the 10 times that I'm telling you. Nothing. This nigga ain't never had the audacity, had the balls to go get his shit back. Niggas told him, nigga, look, these niggas got your shit. We'll go over there with you. But nigga's like, man, I ain't going over there. Nigga, man, I ain't dealing with that shit. No, like, just bitch shit. But niggas will go on the internet, not in my face, and just say the most outlandish shit to the point where niggas say, I didn't know Tupac. Like, you think Pac is happy about that? About a nigga who ain't got no music with him. Now, I done done music with this nigga in the studio, just me and him, and Daz and Corrupt and Nutso. Just us, not the Outlaws, nobody else, just us. And Tommy, and motherfucking Johnny J, rest in peace. A few songs. But, you know, he'll go 20 years later and try to make the next generation really just say, you know, fuck what y'all think, I'm going to take you for a fool, nigga. That didn't happen. The moon landing was real. Or however you take it. Some people think it ain't real. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, as a fan of the regime, you know, the All Out Wars, I always thought that shit was dope. You hate to see something like this, but at the end of the day, sometimes this shit has to happen for whatever reason. It just has to happen. Do you think, though, Gonzo, in the future, you guys can squash this? Is that a possibility, or do you see it like, nah?
Man. Damn, that girl is beautiful. Man, I'm not fucking with that guy. Like, I'm a real dude. You know what I mean? In terms of, yes, I love music, but I'm not to the point where I could I could do music with someone that I don't respect. I mean, maybe, you know, it's a point in the music game to where you could not give a fuck. It's all about the check. You know what I mean? And you could just say, fuck it, I don't care what the motherfucker does, who I'm on the song with. But I can't do that. You know what I mean? It's like I got to kind of have some sort of connection. It has to just make sense. You know what I mean? And it doesn't make sense to me that, you know, over the last 20-something years that a lot of shit that he's done over and over, I've never done one thing besides speak up for myself. You feel me? But it's always been big me, little you. You speak up for yourself when you're at that point, you wrong. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now it's like, I can't be wrong because a nigga got a wave. Now I'm crazy and it didn't happen. So, you know what I mean?
I don't have any friends because I speak up for myself.
You feel me?
You know, yeah.
You speak up for yourself, now you're not so cool. Now, feel me? Because an insecure person and someone like that, you only gonna want yes men around you. You only gonna want motherfuckers around that's willing to go with the story. Anybody that's gonna hold you accountable for your bullshit, you ain't really fucking with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So listen, y'all gotta walk with me in the weed store real quick, because it's about to close. And y'all about to hear more of the weed on the mic. So I got to go in this bitch right now. Hold on. Yeah, but it's just one of them things that has to happen. I love all my guys. You know what I mean? I even got love for him as a person, but you got to kind of pray for that. You got to, I mean, it's a shame. It's really sad, you know what I mean? Because being a man, it just requires you to keep your mouth shut. That ain't really hard. Just keep your mouth shut. You know what I mean? But most people just, they have to be in everybody's business. They have to, you know, always be the one dishing out the joke. Most times that can get you in trouble. Hello, how are you? Let me get a 1/8 of, you know, 7 grams of some of that the glue. No, the lemon, the super lemon haze. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just getting the smoke on. That's what's up. Let me get the 2/8 is cool. And then let me also get some oil, please.
Preferably in the syringe so I could squirt it in my joint.
Oh, man, are you syringe or 2250?
2250?
Yeah.
I don't want to touch it, though. But, hold on. Time out. What is this, crumble?
Wi-Fi OG? I do not. So I'm just scraping this and scraping it on my zigzag or what? Yeah, I'm just, that's what I do with the syringe. I just kind of like, bro, that's RSO. It's going to burn for me. It's going to blow up in my face. He's trying to kill me.
Shit. Man, you guys in Cali, man, that ain't fair. That ain't fair, I'm telling you.
I mean,
it's got to happen every state, I believe. It's got to happen, please. I got to be going up in there grabbing me some of that shit.
You guys got some hash? Yeah, let me get some bubble hash. I'll just crumble some of that in the J. Great Island Skunk. I do. Yeah. What's the damage?
$140
Yeah. So, my bad, guys.
No, hey, man, that's a first, man. We got someone to cop some dope on the show, man. Hell yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Well, you know,
I was saying,
we go out here,
Cali. Oh, man, I got to come out there. Jesus Christ.
I ain't in Cali right now at the moment.
Like, man, I got to get a handful of that, dude. Just one handful.
At the moment, I'm in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in Seattle, so all you got to do is show your ID. But next week in L.A., all you're going to do is have to show your ID. It's going to be like buying a beer.
Oh, man.
Any and everywhere, just like this. You don't need no record, nothing there. No doctor's permission or none of that shit. You just need to be over 21.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck they don't just legalize this shit across the board. I mean, it brings in a lot of money to stimulate the economy, jobs, you know what I'm saying? Man, just do it. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers,
crime goes down tremendously. You know what I mean? It also, on some real shit, man, I ain't even going to bullshit you. A lot of my friends who I was wondering, like, damn, you a smart motherfucker, but you done got pigeonholed. Like, it's a lot of people that are very smart, but, you know, it was another secret that the government threw on us. Everybody wanted to be rappers and producers, and before you know it, motherfuckers then gave 10, 15 years of their life to this shit, and, you know, God forbid that I'm saying this, but didn't really have talent to be what they wanted to be. So those who wasn't able to adjust and rearrange their mind frame, it was like a curveball. It's kind of like being hooked on heroin in the 60s or something. Like, well, what is that? Like, nigga was lost for 10 years or some shit.
Yeah.
So the weed industry come around, and a lot of my friends that I was, like, worried about, these niggas are rich now, you know, or at least doing well enough to where they could see a future, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, people are coming up with different strains and, you know, making a lot of money off that shit. And even the accessory game, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can have gonzo pipes. I remember right after Lord Infamous passed, DJ Paul had a limited edition smoke kit made for Lord Infamous. It was bad as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I mean, the money is so lucrative in that industry. The possibilities are endless, man. But you yourself, let's talk about some music, Gonzo, man. What do you got coming out that we can look forward to?
Man, I got that motherfucking, I
got that Killmatic about to come out.
That's coming out here in January, right? Oh, yeah.
February 27th.
Oh, February. Okay, February. That's right around the corner.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Porsche, I got more money in the bank than this car cost. feel me? Or my girl, she's a hustling little bitch, but she wants to look like a soccer mom because she's smart. You feel me?
Yeah.
She could have any car she wants, but she ain't like, baby, go get me a fucking something so motherfuckers can be all in our business. She like, man, go get me a fucking Volvo truck. Like, what? I love her. But we're on just some other shit while everybody else, because we've done all that other shit. I've already
started. At our age, man, you know. What do we got to prove at our age?
Come on, bro. Here's the thing. Most people don't know nothing else. Like that, this is crazy what we're talking about right now. They're like, what are they talking about? Like, what? That's living. I can't wait to hit the lottery so I can just go to the mall and spit it all and make everybody. I mean, it's just people are backwards, man. I mean, and it's not their fault because they've been programmed and trained, and you really don't know until you're put in a position to change. You're not ever going to know until you're put in a position to where you're able to change, which most people, they never get that opportunity. So, you know, I think it's shallow to talk about motherfuckers in a mind frame of downgrading them when they never had an opportunity. You know what I mean? That's another thing I'd be having to check niggas on. Like, bro, we're in an elite class of people that get a chance to do this. Like, you can't critique everybody's life from this standpoint because, nigga, this is like, nobody gets to do this. Like, no, I don't know anyone who actually worked hard to fucking get where they at. Like, this shit is so easy, you just have to show up. It's not like you have to work hard to do what you know how to do already, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And plus, you want to set an example today, too, for the youth. You don't want them thinking, okay, man, I got to have this extra fucking expensive fucking Gucci bag or these goddamn these rims. It ain't about that. Materialism, you can't take none of that shit with you at the end of the day. All you got is your fucking bones and flesh, and you're going in the ground in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, man, they're stuck on materialism. And rap, hip-hop right now, it seems to be going in that direction. I want to ask you this. I never had a chance to ask you this, Gonzo. What do you think of lamestream music today that they're putting out? Like all this fucking, I don't know, I guess like Lil Yachty, Young Thug, who's another one? Uzi Vert. What do you think of some of them guys?
You know what? The only problem that I have with the shit is two things. One is how they're promoting prescription drug use and how that shit is affecting directly to kids ODing in the hood. Like, you know what I mean? That shit is crazy now. The ODing off the prescription shit is crazy. And two, them just trying to bring, you know, even if they're not gay, someone's telling these kids if you stand like this or take a picture in this or, you know, look like this, like they're putting a gay twist on this shit to sell this shit, you know what I mean? So I see it. I know I'm not crazy, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's basically the two things that I have a problem with. Other than that, I know music's going to change. It's going to go through phases. I can understand that, you know what I mean? But them just
they'll
trying to push the homosexual, homosexual agenda through that shit. And also, you know, I already know that the powers that be is, you know, the flashlights was on the borders for them letting drugs in. So they figured out a way, you know what, we need to get these motherfuckers hooked on the shit that's already here. You know what I mean? And sell this shit that's here that's going to boost our economy that motherfuckers is, you know, selling stock for on Wall Street. So, Food and Drug Administration is booming right now. You feel me?
Oh yeah.
And, you know, people.
Yeah.
I don't want to seem like a you know, like I gotta act dumb. I gotta play dumb like I don't know none of this shit. Cause if niggas think that I know too much, they'll stop buying my shit.
Yeah. Hey, we got Mac J in the building, man. Let me bring on Mac J. Mac, we're here with
what's up with
Gonzo.
What's up with the prayer? What's going on with it, Zo? I hear you. I've been listening, man. Y'all over here speaking that real shit, you know what I'm saying? But you right, man. If they do think or know that you know too much, you damn right they're gonna stop buying your shit, man, because they don't want to push the real, like you said. They want to push what's already out here. They trade, like you said, on Wall Street. It's the drug trade, basically. You know what I'm saying? They want to keep a motherfucker dumbed down, and they want to tell your son that he wrong if he don't agree with this shit. And that's where they fucking up at. They'll tell us we haters if we ain't with that trend chasing shit.
You know what it is, Jay? On some real shit, you remember how they told us back in the day how they used to take the man, the strongest slave or the man of that household, and then take him to the field in front of everybody on the farm or plantation and beat him into submission just so they could beat it in everybody else's mind. This is what's going to happen to the one that y'all look up to.
Exactly.
So what they doing right now in society, they locking daddy up. Feel me? Daddy is going to Pelican Bay for 20 fucking years for having 3 grams of crack. And
his
son is out here with purple, red, green, yellow, and blue dreadlocks in the front on the left side. Walking with a lollipop in his mouth, listening to Lil Uzi Vert with some girl pants on.
Exactly. Yeah. And holding a purse, too. You know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy day and era. The homie Shin is calling from France. I know he's got a quick question for you. It's about 4 a.m. over there, I think. Shin, you there, brother? We're here with Gonzo.
Yes, sir. What's up,
Gonzo?
Yes. Yes, sir. Can you tell us about the song I'll Do It you did with Doc Pound for the Super Cop movie? And also about your song Money with Luke Mouse. You sampled the OJs for the Love Money on this. And it's on If Alive and Nothing Happened on the album.
That song I'll Do It we done for the Super Cop soundtrack. It was basically when the East Coast, West Coast, so, you know, I'll say in quotations with my hands, battle was supposed to be going. And we went in the studio and done the joint because Suge basically hooked it up. That was our manager at the time. And the shit was already going down, but we had just signed with Suge and his wife at Nightlife Management. And we told him, like, man, you know, everybody around this motherfucker getting checks. Like, we wasn't really seeing big checks like that with Cube at the time. So, you know, we was expressing to our manager, like, we need to make a move and make some big money. You know what I mean? We want our situation to change. So Suge was all for that, wanted our loyalty over Cube. So he made us a quick $100,000 real quick.
Yeah, you did with Cube. What you want to do? Can you tell us about the meeting with Cube, Ice Cube?
What You Want to Do was the first single on the Caution album, and
yes,
it was produced by Ice. It was produced by Ice Cube, and you know, it was dope. You know what I mean? Honestly, I didn't want to do the song. I thought the song wasn't, I don't know, I didn't know the significance of the Parliament sample. You know what I mean? I was a young guy, so I didn't know the significance of that sample, and how the streets, especially the older crowd and the lowrider crowd and the Latin community, vibed with that funk, with the funk in the Parliament. Like, I didn't really know. I didn't get it. Like, that was like, even, you know, that was like, right, you know, the Chronic was out. The Chronic really introduced me to fucking Parliament and all that. You know what I mean? And I still didn't get it. I thought Dre made all that shit up himself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't really get it at that time. So, when Cube came with that sample, we even fought in the backyard amongst ourselves, the group members, about what, that's how crazy he was. We fought each other to see what sample, what single we was going to put out first.
Ain't that some shit.
And it didn't matter who won, because as soon as we got to the studio, Cube was like, nigga, we putting this one out first. So that's how that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for the sample of OJ's, for the love of money, of the song Money, Music Mouse, can you tell us about it?
What song is that?
Money on the album If I Have Nothing Happen on with Music Mouse.
Oh, Money?
Yeah.
That's another song to where Money is like a sample from the OJs way back in the day. And
yes, sir.
A song from back in the day from the OJs and shit. And shit was on New Jack City as well, so I thought it was just from New Jack City. But the executive producer of that album, he was an older cat, and he was like, I should do this song called Money. You know what I mean? So I listened to the joint. We had Rhythm D produce the shit, who done all the fucking Eazy-E shit and all, you know, hella NWA shit. And
Yeah. Shouts out to Rhythm D.
He twisted it up, you know what I mean? And bam, I went in the studio and laid it. Look, man, shout out to all my people out here that's in the UK, you know what I mean? And I ain't trying to rush off, but y'all know my son got pink eye, you feel me? So,
yeah.
I got to get on in the motherfucking crib and then put him to bed, you feel me, before his mom head out to fucking work. And it's already 8 o'clock over here, so I took 5 minutes of the time that was texting me.
I hope your son gets better real fast, right before Christmas, man. Hope he's good for the holidays. And thank you, Gonzo, for coming on the show again, man. We really appreciate it. It's always fun, man, when you're out.
Years ago, Marlon Gibbs had a good show called 227 back in the day. Go look at that on Hulu.
I've been watching that shit too, man. They had the episode with Run DMC on the other night. I was watching that shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
227. Hell yeah.
227, man. Illmatic.
For sure.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Once again.
Anytime.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Anytime,
one love,
man. You have a good one, brother.
All right. Peace.
Man, that's the homie Gonzo. Always fun to have him on the show. You know what I'm saying? We had a good interview. Of course, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna hit up Yuck, man, and offer him to come on the show. Matter of fact, Yuck and Jay Hood dropping an album. I just told by Pittsburgh that Jay Hood said around the first of the year we're gonna try to get Yuck and Jay Hood on. But you hate to see Yuck and Gonzo beefing. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's
what do you say? I kind of missed that part, Prez. He went in on Yuck a little bit.
From his perspective, yeah, man, he was just saying, Yuck, I guess, did some things that he didn't agree with, and he called him out on it, and next thing you know, Yuck went at him, and now they kind of at each other. So, you know, they made dope music in the past. You know, hopefully they squash the shit in the future. You know, but it is what it is.
Right.
You know, I got motherfuckers that I'm not cool with to this day. You know what I'm saying? But it, you know, if I'm not a bully, if someone comes to me and says, "Hey, man, you know, let's at least be on peaceful terms," I'm always cool with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, I guess it depends on what a motherfucker did. But at the same token, I'm not a fucking asshole. You know. You know, some people, man, you know, it is what it is. Let's hope they can watch that in the future. If not, hey, you know, if not, we'll have plenty of fucking crazy videos of Gonzo Yuck's mouth going back and forth to each other.
Right.
Let's focus things on wax, though, man. Real talk. Don't want to see no shit happen in the streets. But man, this week is just fucking phenomenal, man. I'm telling you, we kicked this shit off. Tuesday, we had not only Napoleon, but Moprim. I mean, to get any one of those is hard as hell. I mean, it took us 5 years to get Moprim, people. 5 years.
Right.
So to get both of those important Tupac, you can't really have more important Tupac figures that are still alive. You know, obviously, if Afeni was here, she would be the most important, but you're talking about Moprim and then one of his closest, you know what I'm saying, homies from the Outlaws. So,
right.
That was fucking huge. That's going to air the 26th. The 27th, we got Sim, your interview with the Link with Habits. Man, thank you for letting us air that on the show.
Just appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got a couple more dope ones coming from you in the future. Alchemist, that's fucking huge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Master Ace.
Master Ace.
And Lord Finus, Blase, and Jerusalem Majors.
Yeah, he's got some dope interviews, man. And Sin, you be interviewing these guys in the flesh. What are they? Most of them are overseas touring. How do you meet up with these guys? I mean, are you in a big, like, metropolitan area where a lot of, like, shows go down?
Yeah, it's when they do shows on in our towns and all that, yes. So I can see them directly.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what's up, Sin. Appreciate that, brother. Also, we still got Sounds on the Ground Mix number 13 coming. You know, that's going to probably drop Christmas week as well.
Physics Mafia Mix.
Underground Circle. You know. Shit, what else we got? Tomorrow night, we got The Godfather Part 3 of The Infamous Mob. That's going to air. You know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of these interviews, what we're going to do in the future, Mac, we're not even going to tell people we're doing interviews. We're just going to do interviews. You know what I'm saying? As soon as we're done, I'm going to pull that shit offline. And then we're going to promote them and release them at a later date. You know what I'm saying? Run them again.
Hell yeah.
You know, I mean, because, you know, that's kind of what we did with the Napoleon. You know, that was really just the Moprim show. Napoleon was extra. I sliced that shit off.
Right.
It became two shows. So we're going to try to do some of that. You know what I'm saying? The 2018. We're definitely, you know what I'm saying, we're going to drop this compilation. You're going to be on a real dope track, man, with guys from all over the world, Mac.
Hell yeah.
You're the only one speaking in English on it.
Yeah, I'm ready to record it, too. That's all I'm waiting on, is go ahead and record.
Yeah, that's going to be dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And P-Tag, you know, he's already got sent out about 15 beats. We're waiting on people to drop their verses, you know, So a lot of people sending in some dope verses already, so it's looking pretty good. I'm hoping to generate some money from that, you know what I'm saying, get some merch, you know what I'm saying, maybe. I definitely want to do a physical run on some CDs too, you know what I'm saying. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and like I said, man, this money, go back into the company, man, and just keep it growing, because we're getting bigger. You know what I'm saying? It's a slow, long, hard grind, but we're getting bigger for sure. You know, and powerful people hate our guts. Real powerful people hate our fucking guts. The media outlets, they interview rappers, hate our guts, because we're interviewing people a lot of times before they have a chance to, and we're getting information out of them that they never even dreamed of. You know what I'm saying? Example, last night when we were talking to Napoleon, Napoleon said that the Mexican Mafia was going to fucking greenlight an execution-style hit on Mobb Deep. That's fucking insane. I never heard that shit before.
Me either.
So, we got Mike Tyson stories. We got, man, all kinds of dope stuff going on. Here at Isham on the show. Last week had Dice. Dice's going to be on Christmas. We already knocked that show out. We got Underground Saturday Night 82 coming this Saturday. Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
Maybe we're off Sunday and I'll just run the Underground Sinister Sounds mix or something soon. You know, but other than that, man, let's get the fuck out of here, fellas. You guys got anything you want to say or promote before we leave?
Nah, just UGS for life for everything. Make sure y'all go to UGSforLife.com. You can hear this episode at all 400 plus right there on the website. So you ain't got no fucking excuse. And if you don't want to listen to the whole website, just go to the YouTube page, subscribe to the Murder Master Music Show. We all on Facebook. We all on Twitter, Instagram. You really don't want to see us, but you can go to the YouTube and hit
Fine,
the website. UGSforLife.com.
You'll see cynics everywhere, too. That's the mystic places all the time. Crazy motherfucker. You know, you're going to go to one of those places, Sin, and bring back a demon. You don't want to do that. Those things latch on.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of here, man.
So,
much love to everybody, man, for tuning in. Thank you guys for the support. We appreciate it. We will see you guys tomorrow with Godfather Part 3 of Infamous Mob. Peace.
Yes, for life.